Hi, my name is Brenda, and I'm from Wellness Matters. I'm a homeopathic practitioner for animals and their people. I'm also a Reiki master and animal Reiki practitioner. I'm certified in small animal nutrition, and I'm a pulse PEMF practitioner. The primary focus of my practice is with animals. However, once people see how well homeopathy works for their animals, because you see there's no placebo effect, they often ask if I can help them or their family members, and of course I'm always happy to do so. Homeopathic consults are conducted remotely using Zoom, FaceTime, or phone. I've been using homeopathy since 2000 and went to school to become a homeopathic practitioner in 2014. I'm happy to share my knowledge and experience of homeopathy with you today. In today's podcast, I want to talk to you about the history of homeopathy. The founder of homeopathy, Samuel Hahnemann, 1755 through 1843, was a medical doctor and a chemist. He was appalled by the barbaric ways medical doctors were treating their patients, oftentimes through bloodletting. This is when they would withdraw blood when a person was infected with disease, such as cholera, for example. 4 or 5 pounds of blood must be drained, recorded Dr. Reiser. They would feel that the patient was still in danger of contracting a serious chronic disease. Therefore, it would be necessary to repeat a venesection and repeat it until the patient faints. They would also use leeches for bloodletting or needlessly remove parts of the body through surgery. Also by burning or scalding different parts of the body and administering poisons into the body so it could purge impurities. Even such conditions as whooping cough or pregnancy could fall victim to the knife. It is not a wonder why Hahnemann believed that more people died of the treatment rather than their disease. I don't think so much has changed in today's medical world. But Hahnemann discovered homeopathy quite by accident. See, he was translating a book for another physician, Dr. Cullen. And while translating an experiment using cinchona, or Peruvian bark, which had been used by the indigenous natives of South America for the treatment of malaria, Dr. Cullen had stated erroneously, in Hahnemann's opinion, that the action of cinchona depended upon its stimulating effect on the stomach. Hahnemann decided to take the cinchona himself and record the effects of the medicine administered to a healthy person. We call this method of testing a remedy a proving. Provings are still conducted today on healthy individuals for the development of new remedies. Unlike pharmaceuticals, which are tested on sick individuals through trials or even on animals. Through proving cinchona, Hahnemann developed symptoms such as cold feet and fingertips. He became drowsy, his heart began to palpitate, his pulse quickened, and he experienced trembling of his limbs, along with a thirst and redness of his cheeks. The symptoms lasted only a few hours and reoccurred each time he repeated the dose. Thus, the medicine cinchona was taken by a healthy person, which induced symptoms similar to malaria, which was the very disease that they were looking to cure. Hahnemann discovered that for a disease to be healed, especially a chronic disease, one should choose a remedy that is liable to stimulate another artificially produced disease as similar as possible, and the former will be healed. Similibus, or like cures like, is the theory behind homeopathy. In other words, in order to heal the body, we must seek medicines that are able to excite the immune system, unlike pharmaceuticals, which can depress the immune system. Although the theory of like cures like was not new, Hippocrates, 460 to 377 BC, stated, "By similar things, a disease is produced, and through the application of the like, it is cured." The Swiss physician and leading medical reformer, Dr. Theophrastus von Bast, 1493 to 1541, stated, "The same must be cured by sames." He also believed that every diseased organ had its corresponding remedy in nature. Dr. Ernst Stahl, 1660 to 1734, a German chemist and physician believed in natural powers of the universe and wrote one of the clearest definitions of homeopathy. To treat with opposite acting remedies is the reverse of what it ought to be. I'm convinced that disease will yield to and be cured by remedies that produced similar affections. The basic concept of treating like with likes, that is, using remedies which are capable of producing in healthy people similar symptoms to those experienced in the patient, was expanded by Dr. Samuel Hahnemann. Hahnemann wrote, "The physician's highest and only mission is to restore the sick to health, to cure, as it is termed. The highest ideal of cure is a speedy, gentle, and enduring restoration of health, or the removal and annihilation of disease in its entirety by the quickest, most trustworthy, and least harmful way, according to the principles that can be readily understood." The word homeopathy was devised by Hahnemann from the Greek word homeos, or similar, and pathos, disease, thus similar disease. Homeopathy is a natural medicine derived from the material of plants, animals, minerals, and biological sources. There are over 3,000 known remedies available to the homeopath. It is safe with no side effects, it's non-addictive, and it does not require animal experiments, only provings on healthy people. And it is relatively inexpensive and treats the whole person or animal. It is not surprising that more and more people are seeking alternative medical therapy. Homeopathic medicine meets all of the requirements. Homeopathy is common practice in Europe and India. In fact, homeopathy has benefited from the support of the royal family in Britain for over 6 generations, using it for their family and animals. When using homeopathy for animals, particularly farm animals, homeopathy has its advantages. It is not costly. It leaves no residues in the marketable end product of meat, milk, and eggs of the treated animal. Its effectiveness is certain when it is properly prescribed. It's aimed for cure, not suppression of the symptom or symptoms. Homeopathic remedies administered to animals are no different from those used in the treatment of humans. Their sources and method of preparation are exactly the same. Homeopathy is safe during pregnancy and lactation, and it is safe for all life stages of animals and people. I want to thank you for joining me today, and I hope that you learned something about the history of homeopathy. Please visit me at wellnessmattersonline.com or my Facebook page, Wellness Matters. I can also be reached via email at info@wellnessmattersonline.com should you have any questions or comments about today's podcast. And I look forward to talking to you more about homeopathy and how it can naturally and effectively bring your animal and you back into balance.